Hey there, this is Jill Foster in Washington, D.C. Hope you are doing wonderful. And big welcome to the podcast 5 Minute Stories, where a few things go on here. First, the 5 minutes is a flexible guideline versus hard and fast rule. And then this is also where the pure love of super short storytelling drives the show, and it's great to have you here. Today's storytelling ditty is inspired by Churchill. What an incredible individual and figure in history, but also certain habits toward conversation and certain habits toward, you know, communication to his colleagues that would occur. They really strike my attention, and I wanted to have some playful, hyper focus on those said choices and habits of his. Our story begins here. His left eyelid twitches, then his right. Then both lids jolt further shut in a strange cadence of dancing, sleeping eye squints. It was the roughest part of Churchill's slumber, and even when sleeping, his mind knew, though, the ritual of inner tumult had stepped up a notch. After 4 hours of jagged rest, his subconscious leaves the dream world behind. He sits up now, mostly awake. The Prime Minister leans toward the nightstand for his robe and first glass of scotch. The drops go down like a stream of friendly fire, and it's both early and late in some night during World War II, or what some historians predict was around 3 a.m., Churchill has a drink, the phone, and hopefully a little luck today. All he needs now is the attention and readiness of his team. He picks up the phone. "Get me the general," he says with melodic command. "Sir," the assistant hesitates and says, it's hours yet till sunup and..."
"Just call the general and send him upstairs," Churchill says.
Yes, of course," the assistant responds. More drink glides down the canals of his throat, becoming a reliable ally at this point, but mystically so. You know, it's not like every swish of his glass gives way to a genie of military insight. But the burn of alcohol channels his decisive nature somehow, and each antenna of Churchill's discernment unites as a decision-making force, all morally counseled by the love of British families and troops. Sweat begins to dot the leader's forehead as his feet, legs, and bum sink into the deep hot tub. He stares up at the blue and white tiles above the faucet, as if outlines of next week's battle plans will steam into legible script overhead.
"Mr. Prime Minister, are you there?"
the summoned general asked just outside the bathroom door. He had arrived.
"General, do come in,"
Churchill said from the efficient spa in progress. The general sits on a wooden step stool a few feet from the tub. The two men inhale the room's quiet and gaze through the water's steam, each eye level to the other. Churchill asks,
"The scoundrel invades from the north soon. Do you still think?"
He posed that question in a self-governed calm. The general nods, but is interrupted by a sharp tap at the door.
"Sir, it's Holly here to take minutes. And the finance minister just arrived as well. Can we come in?"
A woman's voice sounds hollow through the room's rising steam.
"Yes, do enter in, Holly,"
Churchill says.
The two others enter and find seats atop the marbled sink and vanity. The team talks of the Northern Front and how the finance ministry will provide urgent support. Churchill asserts, then asks questions. The general responds, then asks more questions. Churchill clarifies, and then glances in the finance minister's direction. I'll sit for a moment with renewed clarity of mind as the steam wraps everyone with drizzling, moist air. Only the sound of Holly's brush with the paper-to-pen motion can be heard, then her pen stops.
Godspeed to you all.
Churchill almost grumbles with curt but apparent respect.
You know, if our boys make it past next week, we might just see a few more days.
Hear, hear, sir, hear, hear, the handful of voices say in a layered and slight refrain. All then left the bathroom except the Prime Minister, who remained in the steaming tub of drink and thought. That's our story for the day, called Talks, Drops, and Steam. Thanks for joining in. It was just an absolute pleasure. And this is Jill in Washington, D.C., hoping that your next slice of storytelling fun is just around the corner.